this has got to be a unified effort, and the degree to which we can view everything we do as neither military nor civilian, but an integrated effort with our Afghan partners, then we'll be successful. And that's, so I'm hoping it's the next phase in getting our counterinsurgency effort more effective. What we are doing is working to help build the Afghan National Army and Police by increasing the numbers and increasing the training for leaders and soldiers. And we're also working very aggressively to provide additional equipment. If you put yourself in the position of a Taliban fighter, and I'm not talking about an ideologically committed Taliban leader, but a fighter, and if the opportunity and the likelihood of success on the battlefield is there, then they have obviously one incentive to stay in the fight. And also there are some social incentives and frustrations with lack of jobs. But we have, on the military side, first have got to make it clear to them that military victory is not an option, and it's also a very dangerous option for them personally. So that fighter is in a position where he is likely to be killed or wounded if he stays on that side, and he's against the will of the Afghan people. What we are looking to hear for this is to send a strong signal to the Afghan people that the Afghan government is expanding its security control. And so for an individual who lives, for example, in Marsha, who right now lives under Taliban control with narco traffickers there, they don't have a lot of choices. So we're trying to create a situation where we communicate to them that when the government reestablishes security, they'll have choices. They'll have choices on the crops they grow. They'll have the ability to move that produce to appropriate markets. They won't be limited to narco traffickers who can force them into that. And so we're trying to make this not a military operation only, but a civilian and military operation, because really the thing that's changing is going to be the level of security in the area, but the governance. I mean, that's really the big change. And so all the planning for this operation has been led by the civilian side, with the military in support. And of course, this is an Afghan-led operation. That's the thing that has been so impressive thus far.